We continue now with the biblical treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by the Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Lesson 12, on the attributes and the marks of the Church. And the question is number 123. What do you mean by the authority of the Church? By the authority of the Church, I mean the right and power which the Pope and the bishops, as the successors of the apostles, have to teach and to govern the faithful. But all things are of God, who hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Now he that hath anointed us is God, who also hath sealed us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. He hath placed in us the word of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. For Christ, therefore, we are ambassadors, God as it were exhorting by us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, and others some evangelists, and others some pastors and doctors, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Colossians chapter 4, verse 17. These things command and teach. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. The things which thou hast heard of me by many witnesses, the same command to faithful men, who shall be fit to teach others also. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. For this cause I left thee in Crete, that thou shouldst set in order the things that are wanting, and shouldst order priests in every city, as I also appointed thee. Titus chapter 1, verse 5. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Titus chapter 2, verse 15. Question 124. What do you mean by the infallibility of the Church? By the infallibility of the Church, I mean that the Church cannot err when it teaches a doctrine of faith or morals. A path and a way shall be there, and this shall be unto you a straight way, so that fools shall not err therein. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 8. That henceforth we be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the wickedness of men. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. Matthew chapter 7, verse 25. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and thou being once converted, confirm thy brethren. Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. It is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father that speaketh in you. Matthew chapter 10, verse 20, and Mark chapter 13, verse 11. When you had received of us the word of the hearing of God, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is indeed the word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. We have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Therefore, he that despiseth these things despiseth not man, but God, who also hath given his Holy Spirit in us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8. I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to resist and gainsay. Luke chapter 21, verse 15. the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. John chapter 14, verse 26. We have received the Spirit that is of God, that we may know the things that are given us from God, which things also we speak, not in the learned words of human wisdom, but in the doctrine of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Hold the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. And the things which thou hast heard of me by many witnesses, the same commend to faithful men, who shall be fit to teach others also. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. A stranger they follow not, but fly from him. John chapter 10, verse 5. Simon and they that were with him followed after him. Mark chapter 1, verse 36. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye on the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, which is the good way, and walk ye in it, and you shall find refreshment for your souls. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. I am with thee. Genesis chapter 26, verse 24, and chapter 31, verse 5, chapter 39, verses 2 and 3. Exodus chapter 3, verse 10, chapter 12, and 4 and 12, and Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 17, and Josue chapter 1 and verse 5, Judges chapter 6, verse 12, 14, and 16, Judith chapter 6, verse 18, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 28, and Luke chapter 1, verse 66. For the lips of the priest shall keep knowledge, and they shall seek the law at his mouth, because he is the angel of the Lord of hosts. Malachi chapter 2, verse 7. If he will not hear the church, let him be to thee as a heathen and publican. Matthew chapter 18, verse 17. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach a gospel to you besides that which we have preached to you, let him be anathema. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8. He that heareth you heareth me. Luke chapter 10, verse 16. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. For Christ therefore we are ambassadors, God as it were exhorting by us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. For our exhortation was not of error, nor of uncleanness, nor in deceit, but as we were approved by God that the gospel should be committed to us, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God, who proveth our hearts. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. All things whatsoever I have heard of my Father I have made known to you. John chapter 15, verse 15. If thou perceive that there be among you a hard and doubtful matter in judgment between blood and blood, cause and cause, leprosy and leprosy, and thou see that the words of the judges within thy gates do vary, arise, and go up to the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt come to the priests of the Levitical race, and to the judge that shall be at that time, and thou shalt ask of them, and they shall show thee the truth of the judgment. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 8 and 9. The scribes and the Pharisees have sitten on the chair of Moses. All things therefore, whatsoever they shall say to you, observe and do. Matthew chapter 23, verses 2 and 3. God is faithful, for our preaching which was to you was not, it is, and it is not. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For we are not as many adulterating the word of God, but with sincerity, but as from God, before God, in Christ we speak. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you must say. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. He taught the multitudes out of the ship. Luke chapter 5, verse 3. Let no man seduce you, walking in the things which he hath not seen, in vain puffed up by the sense of his flesh, and not holding the head, from which the whole body, by joints and bands, groweth unto the increase of God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 18 and 19, and Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. For the law shall go forth out of Sion, and the word of the Lord out of Jerusalem. Micaiah chapter 4, verse 2. Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 3. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. John chapter 16, verse 13, and chapter 14, verse 26. The Lord hateth all abomination of error. Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verse 13. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13, and John chapter 6, verse 45. For the sake of the truth which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. 2 John chapter 1, verse 2. Question 125. When does the church teach infallibly? The church teaches infallibly when it speaks through the pope and bishops united in general council, or through the pope alone when he proclaims to all the faithful a doctrine of faith or morals. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rising up said to them, Men, brethren, you know that in former days God made choice among us, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. Acts chapter 15, verse 7. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and whatsoever thou shalt bind upon earth, it shall be bound also in heaven. Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. When you had received of us the word of the hearing of God, you received it not as the word of men, but the word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And Moses answered him, The people come to me to seek the judgment of God. Exodus chapter 18, verse 15. And I went up according to revelation, and conferred with them the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but apart with them who seem to be something, lest perhaps I should run, or had run, in vain. Galatians chapter 2, verse 2. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke to them, Ye men of Judea, and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known to you, and with your ears receive my words. Acts chapter 2, verse 14. It hath seemed good to us to being assembled together. Acts chapter 15, verse 25. It hath seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. Acts chapter 15, verse 28. They determined that Paul and Barnabas should go up to the apostles and priests to Jerusalem about this question. Acts chapter 15, verse 2. They delivered unto them the decrees for to keep that were decreed by the apostles and ancients who were at Jerusalem. Acts chapter 16, verse 4. We have received the Spirit that is of God, that we may know the things that are given us from God, which things also we speak. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to resist and gainsay. Luke chapter 21, verse 15. That they also may be sanctified in truth, and not for them only do I pray, but for them also, who through their word shall believe in me. John chapter 17, verses 19 and 20. To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Mark chapter 4, verse 11, Matthew chapter 13, verse 11, and Luke chapter 8, verse 10. For the lips of the priests shall keep knowledge, and they shall seek the law at his mouth, because he is the angel of the Lord of hosts. Malachias chapter 2, verse 7. Remember your prophets who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow. Be not led away with various and strange doctrines. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7 to 9. Question 126. What do you mean by the indefectibility of the church? By the indefectibility of the church, I mean that the church, as Christ founded it, will last till the end of time. I will make a perpetual covenant with them. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 8. The Eternal Gospel. Apocalypse chapter 14, verse 6. Not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 32. Thou art a priest forever. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 17, and Psalms chapter 109, verse 4. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. The church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. Matthew chapter 7, verse 25. With the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion founded, the city of our God. God hath founded it forever. Psalms chapter 47, verses 3 to 9. This is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is in thee, and my words that I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21, and Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 26. The God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. It shall break in pieces, and shall consume all these kingdoms, and itself shall stand forever. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke chapter 1, verse 33, and Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that resisteth thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. For the mountain shall be moved, and the hill shall tremble, but my mercy shall not depart from thee, and the covenant of my peace shall not be moved. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. And the children of them that afflict thee shall come bowing down to thee, and all that slandered thee shall worship the steps of thy feet, and shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Sion of the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 14. Behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. I beseech you to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints. Jude chapter 1, verse 3. For though we, or an angel from heaven, preach a gospel to you besides that which we have preached to you, let him be anathema. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8. Hold the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith. Keep the good thing committed to thy trust by the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Let that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. Keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding the profane novelties of words and oppositions of knowledge falsely so called, which some promising have erred concerning the faith. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 20 and 21. Continue thou in those things which thou hast learned, and which have been committed to thee, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. Of this counsel, or this work, be of men, it will come to naught, but if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. Acts chapter 5, verses 38 and 39. Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Matthew chapter 16, verse 6, and Mark chapter 8, verse 15. I will protect the city. 4 Kings chapter 19, verse 34. He shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 17, verse 12. I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be most firm forever. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 17, verse 14. A mountain in which God is well pleased to dwell, for there the Lord shall dwell unto the end. Psalms chapter 67, verse 17. I will not leave you orphans. John chapter 14, verse 18. I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another Paraclete, that he may abide with you forever. John chapter 14, verse 16. Thou shalt not fear them, because the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, a God mighty and terrible. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 21. For there shall be a time when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires they will heap to themselves teachers, having to themselves itching ears, and will indeed turn away their hearing from the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel hath been preached unto you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25, and Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. In the last times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to spirits of error and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. You are the salt of the earth. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Therefore, brethren, stand fast, and hold with traditions which you have learned, whether by word or by our epistle. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. Question 127. In whom are these attributes found in their fullness? These attributes are found in their fullness in the Pope, the visible head of the Church, whose infallible authority to teach bishops, priests, and people in matters of faith or morals will last to the end of the world. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Confirm thy brethren. Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. John chapter 21, verses 15 to 17. And I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind upon earth, it shall be bound also in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth, it shall be loosed also in heaven. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Question 128. Has the church any marks by which it may be known? The church has four marks by which it may be known. It is one, it is holy, it is Catholic, it is apostolic. He hath set his tabernacle in the sun. Psalms chapter 18, verse 6. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 16. This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain. All its border round about is most holy. Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 12. Holy is thy temple. Psalms chapter 64, verse 5. Holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, unto length of days. Psalms chapter 92, verse 5. Their sound hath gone forth into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Psalms chapter 18, verse 5, and Romans chapter 10, verse 18. A path and a way shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way, and this shall be unto you a straight way, so that fools shall not err therein. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 8. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. John chapter 13, verse 35. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the good man of the house Beelzebub, how much more them of his household? Matthew chapter 10, verse 25. The servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my word, they will keep yours also. John chapter 15, verse 20, Matthew chapter 10, verse 24, and John chapter 13, verse 16. Wonder not, brethren, if the world hate you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 13. In the world you shall have distress, but have confidence, I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. And not for them only do I pray, but for them also who through their word shall believe in me, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. The way of truth shall be evil spoken of. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. You shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Matthew 24, verse 9. Many good works I have showed you from my Father, for which of those works do you stone me? John chapter 10, verse 32. At that time there was raised a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. Acts chapter 8, verse 1. They will put you out of the synagogues. John chapter 16, verse 2. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. And they were persevering in the doctrine of the apostles, and in the communication of the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And if our gospel be also hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of unbelievers, that the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should not shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ our Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 to 5. The church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. The nations shall know that I am the Lord, the sanctifier of Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forever. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 28. Thy ears shall hear the word of one admonishing thee behind thy back. This is the way, walk ye in it, and go not aside, neither to the right hand nor to the left. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Micaiah chapter 4, verse 2. Question 129. How is the church one? The church is one because all its members agree in one faith, are all in one communion, and are all under one head. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. John chapter 13, verse 35. And the multitude of believers had but one heart and one soul. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. Other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 16. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John chapter 10, verses 26 and 27. The Lord knoweth how to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be tormented, and especially them who walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government, audacious, self-willed, they fear not to bring in sects, blaspheming. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Now the Spirit manifestly saith that in the last times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to spirits of error and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. What meaneth this transgression? Why have you forsaken the Lord, the God of Israel, building a sacrilegious altar, and revolting from the worship of him? Joseph, chapter 22, verse 16, and chapter 22, verse 29. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians, chapter 3, verse 28. He prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but to gather together in one the children of God that were dispersed. Chapter 11, verses 51 and 52. Father, keep them in thy name whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we also are. John chapter 17, verse 11 and 17, verses 21 to 23. We being many are one bread, one body, all that partake of one bread. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17. For in one spirit were we all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. One body and one spirit, as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. The church, which is his body, and the fullness of him who is filled all in all. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Try your own selves if you be in the faith. Prove ye yourselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Be of one mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Careful to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Every kingdom divided against itself shall be made desolate, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, Mark chapter 3, verses 24 and 25, and Luke chapter 11, verse 17. For God is not the God of dissension, but of peace. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Romans chapter 12, verse 5. Those who are of the household of the faith. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. And let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest, as the serpent seduced Eve by his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted and fall from the simplicity that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. Now I beseech you, brethren, to mark them who make dissensions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and to avoid them. Romans chapter 16, verse 17. A man that is a heretic, after the first and second admonition, avoid, knowing that he that is such a one is subverted and sinneth, being condemned by his own judgment. Titus chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. For if he that cometh preacheth another Christ, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, whom you have not received, or another gospel which you have not received, you might well bear with him. For such false apostles are deceitful workmen, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, whose end shall be according to their works. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 4, 13, and 15. The works of the flesh are manifest, which are sects. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no schisms among you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. There are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach a gospel to you besides that which we have preached to you, let him be anathema. Galatians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. If any man come to you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not. 2 John chapter 1, verse 10. Beware of false prophets. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. They went out from us, but they were not of us. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. Ravening wolves will enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And of your own selves shall arise men speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch. Acts chapter 20, verses 29 to 31. Be of one mind in the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 2. Stand fast in one spirit, with one mind laboring together for the faith of the gospel. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. My perfect one is but one. Canticles chapter 6, verse 8. In the last time there should come mockers, walking according to their desires. These are they who separate themselves, having not the Spirit. Jude chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. For there must be also heresies, that they also who are reproved may be made manifest among you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 19. Until we all meet into the unity of faith, that henceforth we be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the wickedness of men. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. John chapter 15, verse 4. Fulfill ye my joy, that you be of one mind, having the same charity, being of one accord, agreeing in sentiment. Philippians chapter 2, verse 2. That we be of one mind, let us also continue in the same rule. Philippians chapter 3, verse 16. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 23. For other foundation no man can lay, but that which is laid. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. Now there are many members indeed, yet one body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20. Remember your prelates who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow. Be not led away with various and strange doctrines. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7 to 9. We will continue with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled by Reverend Thomas E. Cox, on side B of this tape.